This is Patricia.
Hello, good morning. Hi, Patricia. Good morning, Patricia. We're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers, ma'am, are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. May I please have your zip code, or do I have it out correctly, 48237?
48228.
48228.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the year of your birth? Just the year? Is it 1965?
You say you're conducting a survey. You asking too many questions.
Yes, this will be a survey, ma'am.
Okay, so get to the survey question. Do you like pie more than pizza? Check yes. Okay, first question. Go ahead.
Okay, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
I didn't vote for nobody.
You did not vote. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
And are you Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban?
Yes.
Okay, you will be Hispanic, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm a registered voter, but I won't be voting in this election.
You won't be, would that be a probably that you won't vote, or definitely that you won't vote?
Definitely.
Okay. Ma'am, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means Black community has no power at all. Please rate it from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. And please rate, ma'am, your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. Ma'am, now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable toward them. You may use any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to start with the name of Gretchen Whitmer.
0.
What about Tim Watts?
0.
And Joe Biden?
0.
And what about Mark Kelly?
0.
And Josh Shapiro?
0.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
And J.D. Vance?
0.
And Barack Obama?
0.
And Kamala Harris?
0.
Okay. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. I'm going to start with climate change and the environment, public safety, including gun violence, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to quality education, affordable quality health care, abortion, rising cost of living, access to good jobs, criminal justice and police reform, reducing racism and discrimination, better better transportation systems, immigration, affordable quality housing. Please select the three top issues, please.
Immigration, education, housing.
Okay, at a moment. Okay, I have noted it down for you. And ma'am, let me just a quick second. Okay, ma'am, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and other independent third-party candidates?
Nobody. Not voting.
Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris, Kamala Harris, is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote? Would it make no difference? Would it be somewhat less, would it make you somewhat less motivated for you to vote, or much less motivated for you to vote?
I'm not voting, so it doesn't matter to me.
Okay. And compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? Does it make no difference? Or does it... Okay. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And for each of the following traits, I would like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Kamala Harris. Does it somewhat describe her, only describes her a little bit, or it really does not describe her? I'm going to start with she is prepared to be president. Does that really describe her, somewhat describe her? Does it describe her a little bit, or does it not describe her at all? The statement reads, she is prepared to be president. Does that describe her? Does it somewhat describe her? Does it describe her a little bit? Does it really does not describe her at all?
Not at all.
And what about the statement that reads, she represents the AAPI community? Would that really describe her, somewhat describe her? Does it describe her a bit, or does it not describe her at all?
Not at all.
And what about the statement that reads, she restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community? Would that really describe her, somewhat describe her? Does it describe her a bit? Does it really not describe her at all?
Not at all.
And what about the statement that reads, fights for all of us? Would that really describe her, somewhat describe her, describe her a bit, or does it not describe her at all?
Not at all.
And what about the statement that reads, governs with an iron fist? Does that really describe her, somewhat describe her a bit, does it really not describe her at all?
Not at all.
And what about, is tough on crime? Would that really describe her? Some would describe her, describe her a bit. Does it not describe her at all?
Not at all.
What about the statement that reads, is a strong black woman? Would that really describe her? Some would describe her a bit, or does it really not describe her at all?
Not at all.
What about the statement that reads, is someone young girls can look up to? Would that really describe her? Some would describe her. Does it describe her a bit, or does it really not describe her at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And, it does not describe her at all. And now, ma'am, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, or would it make no difference? I'm going to start with a statement that reads, in 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the United, in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. Does that make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or would it make no difference?
No difference, not at all.
Less and what about the same?
Less
much. Would that be somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm at a game, and I can't hear you. I have to go.
May I return the call to you?